Hello, hello. It's Cat Revs on with a dollop of positivity. I have no idea how soundproof this car is, but right now I'm sitting in the parking lot. And there's a car parked haphazardly across two parking spots. Just no one got out of the car. Probably wondering why I'm sitting in my car. And actually, my car is locked. Well, I'm in the library parking lot, so what could happen? Right next door to the police station. Granted, it is a little weird that I'm sitting in a locked car talking into my phone. People are driving by looking at me like, what the heck is she doing? Well, the truth is, I kind of like how quiet it is. Once in a while, there's a car that parks behind me. There's a car that parks, I don't know, diagonal from me. Don't know why. This lot has 200 spots, and they all chose to park next to me. I am a magnet, I suppose. Anyway, people haven't figured out that the library's closed today. I, for one, did not realize it's closed, although I should have figured it out since my town library's closed. Anyway, I'm sitting in my car because I really don't feel like walking around. My daughter is with her friend shopping. Gave her a couple of gift cards for her birthday, and now she's hopefully using them. And I'm just people watching, car watching. Did see people get out of the car to take pictures of the Levitt Pavilion. I did stop by at two stores. One is the library bookstore. I got a few Harry Potter books for my nephews. They're actually in brand new condition. And they're not the original chapter books, but more of the extras, mind you. Like the book about Quidditch and the book about... what else did I get? Tales of Beetle the Brad, and also Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Maybe my son will want to read them as well. Anyway, got a couple books for myself. Kind of like spy books, and I got a true spy story. So, speaking of books, I have a problem. I'm confessing that I have probably over 750 books, physical books, and probably 100 plus more digital books, and I have some library books that are waiting to be read, both digital and physical. I have no problem starting books, I have a problem finishing books, but I haven't found one that really makes me want to just sit and read and read and read. I used to have those moments, and it's really satisfying to hit the last page. So, there was one I was reading in the last episode. I talked about Mad Honey, which is by Jordi Picoult, and I apologize, don't know who the other co-author is, but I'm more than halfway now, so at least after the plot twist, it made it a little more interesting, but I need books that move fast. I like mysteries. I like spy novels. I just need things to happen quickly. I realized that when I listen to my own podcast, I'm listening to 2x speed, so I don't know how quickly you're listening to this episode, but it's okay if you want to listen to me faster. Then you can listen to more episodes. Apparently, I have more than 266 episodes or something like that when I last checked. And thank you to my 28 subscribers. Not prescribers. You can prescribe a dollop of positivity. Anyway, I'm talking weird because, again, I don't know how many people can hear me. I know they see that I'm talking. But a lot more people have figured out that this library parking lot is open, available, no need to fight for spots next to the stores. really it's a madhouse down below at one of the smaller lots. I mean, people just waiting for spots where up here, they're plentiful, but they all want to be near me. Still trying to figure out the one that's parked like across two spots. I get it, but why? You are just not facing like everyone else. Anyway, I did get a latte, hazelnut latte, and it was pretty good. So that was from Green and Tonic. I think I want to try their smoothie sometime, maybe even their bowls. I'm into breakfast bowls lately. There's one from Trader Joe's. It's a chia bowl. It's frozen, but you can stick it in the fridge overnight. It defrosts, and then it's ready for you to eat the next day. And it's really great after a workout. It's got plenty of protein. It's got some mango pieces, some blueberry. You, of course, can add your own. I add granola to it just for even more protein. So, really great. I'm babbling now. So, the whole point was just to see if anyone notices that I'm in here podcasting. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Anyway, still waiting for the kiddos, but happy to be their chauffeur. I guess I'll go and read my book. I'll let you know how Mad Honey ends. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't ruin it for you. But, yeah. If you also like sitting in your car, a nice, quiet, deserted parking lot, you let me know. You can find me at A Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page. You can call me, text me. You know where to find me. Till next time. Bye now. Mystery solved. I saw hands gesturing. So she's on the phone, parked sideways, and I can actually hear her screaming. Weird. So that's why I'm paranoid. Anyway, the fog's rolling in. I'm going to go down and take some pictures. Catch you in a bit. Bye now.